The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
You're listening to the Rack Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. with Lindsay Ward and Sir Rockin.
And welcome to the Rack Extra Reviews right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 17 of Ms. and Mrs. And guys, I have an important question for you. Are you ready to go golfing?
But before we do that, we have the sunbathe.
We do. We have to spend our time in the sun because, you know, Ms. and Maurice, they're hanging out at the house. They're talking, right? And they're chit-chatting, and Ms. is looking out the window, and he's like, what is that big, giant, shiny thing? Like, what is that by the pool? And they walk out, and there is the retired George Mazanin, who's apparently spending a crap ton of time at their house. He doesn't live there. We thought he did, but apparently he doesn't live there. I guess he just flies back and forth between Cleveland and L.A. I'm not sure.
Or he lives in L.A., but not there.
But he was sunbathing himself at their pool because he has nothing else to do. And, you know, George is seemingly always at their house. He's like, they show him in the theater room playing guitar, which makes up the baby. And they're both mad at him for that. And he wants to practice his trumpet. And they're just having a really hard time with George because George is just all up in their hair. So they have to figure that out this episode, which is just a really interesting little scenario there. But we go back to the kitchen, the heart of the home.
As they tell us on HGTV.
As they tell us on the HGTVs. And we're having some good quality family time. Maurice is preparing lunch for Monroe, I think it's lunch, and Miz is talking to her. He's talking to her about the country club that's across the street from them, where essentially they live on a golf course. But it's an exclusive golf course that you have to be a member to join, or a member to play on. And Miz, well, he's not a member, but he's yearning to join the country club. And Maurice, she's not a country club kind of girl.
No.
She's not into that.
No, it's not her scene.
But Miz tries to sweeten the deal, because the whole way it gets brought up is, well, there's a community center, and there's pools, and there's this, and there's that. There's all kinds of stuff for the kids, but secretly he wants it for the golf course. And she calls him out on it, but no, honey. It's for the kids. And so Maurice is like, yeah, I guess we'll do it. I guess we'll go. I guess we'll tour the place. And Miz is like, I'll set it up. It'll be great, right? Because secretly Miz is like, how am I going to get in this country club? Because Maurice is going to do it for the kids.
No. He did not say that. He said for her kids.
For her kids. Yes,
not
I'm
his
sorry.
Kid. Not his kids. Her kids.
She will do anything for her kids. How am I going to get this country club membership? Because she's going to do it for her kids.
I found that very interesting. Like, he didn't say their kids. He said her kids.
Well, you know, girls. In this scenario, they're her kids.
Yeah, I know.
But it's just, yeah, that was just really, really funny. And, well, to top it off, what else was funny was, as they're feeding Monroe lunch, Maurice hands Monroe the food, and she's like, hey, can you put this on Monroe's plate? Or on Monroe's, like,
high chair table.
High chair thing. Mm-hmm. And so Marjo's like, of course I will. And she goes to put it down and she drops it and she goes, oh, bleep. And Monroe is at that wonderful, precious age where she repeats everything. Mm-hmm. So guess who learned a brand new word?
Yeah.
Miss Monroe Mazanin. And who's repeating it? Miss Monroe Mazanin. So Marjo gets a little ticking off because, you know, she taught Monroe a bad word. Not that she hasn't heard it probably before, but now... now she can use it, which is a little scary.
Keep that in the back of your head.
Ding! We also had George reassert himself in the situation because he invites people over
to their house. That was weird. I'm having people over for the game or something, or for the big screen. It's like, wait, what?
He's inviting his friends over to his son's house to watch TV. What? Like, I would be so mad about that. I would be so pissed. I'd be like, no, you take them to your house. What's wrong with your house? So, Ms. and Maurice, after the guitar playing and the trumpet playing and the inviting the friends over and the sunbathing and the general invasion of privacy that George brings, even though they love George immensely, George needs something to do that's quiet, that doesn't get in their way.
Mm-hmm.
So, Ms., being the good son that he is, he takes his dad to find a hobby.
To the hobby store.
Which I didn't think still existed, but apparently they do in LA.
They still do. I mean, they exist still. I mean, it's usually not a fancy store. Usually Walmart or Target, where you just go to a section and go, hey, how about this? Or hey, how about that? So they're walking around and goes, what are you passionate about, George?
I'm a passionate lover. I did not need to know that. mark that up as things that I just didn't need to know about George Mizanin.
Or that, I don't think Miz needed to know either.
I think we're all good there, George. Thanks. Thanks very much. But, you know, so they're walking around the store. They're looking at planes, trains, and automobiles. Miz asks George if he feels like he could build a model. No. Is he interested in painting? No. And then they find little race cars. And George is like, oh, this looks fun. And he starts acting like he doesn't know how to use it. And so George is like, hey, why don't we make this interesting? Why don't we put $100 on the race? And Miz is like, okay, all right, sure. $100 later, George hustles his own son.
He did. He hustled him out $100. I was like, okay.
Wow. That's wow.
So now it's every kid's favorite thing. You know, they're hungry, so they go to the food truck. And this is where every grown adult and their parents are like, you dread, because when your parent starts talking to the person who owns the business about random things and you just have to go there, they don't care what you're saying.
George is just trying to be friendly. He's just trying to chit-chat up the owner while they're making the food. And, you know, because George was in the restaurant business apparently for 40 years, he's interested in the food truck, like what the overhead is, what their busiest times are, their business areas, their top-selling foods, you know, all this thing. Because it's basically just, like, a sausage and chili kind of truck. Like, it's a barbecue truck, I think. Mm-hmm. Food actually looked pretty good. I kind of want to try it, but I never will because it's in LA and I'm not in LA. So, you know, Miz is, like, standing there. He's like, Daddy doesn't care. And the guy laughs, and George's like, no, it's fine. This is what I'm passionate about. This is what I want to talk about. And so the dude totals up the order when they get their food, and he's like, it's $18. And George looks at Miz, he's like, pay the man. You just won $100 off me. That's winning. That's not, has anything to do with this.
Yeah.
I don't even know. So I believe we go to the next day, and you can still tell that this is COVID era because they don't have a lot of crowds around them, and Miz has lots of free time on his hands.
Mm-hmm.
You're not seeing him worrying about the travel schedule as much.
No. He's prime focused on the show.
Yep, which is good, which is fine. There's nothing wrong with that. You can just tell when this was shot. Yeah. So we go to the country club where they're going to have their meeting and their tour. Miz is dressed up very dapperly. Maurice is wearing her finest. And good holy God, did she go tits out.
She went full tits out. There's no polite way to say what she wore. Just she went tits out.
There's nothing wrong with it.
No.
I'm just gonna say that, but it was just like they showed her walking up, and it was like holy boobage, like just they're just right
there. They were just right there in plain view, and everyone took notice.
I mean, I will give her credit. She's going all out to get her husband in that country club, so good on her. And they're walking them around the country club and everything, and as a perk for taking the tour, Miz gets a free round of golf, or they both actually get a free round of golf on the country club to try out the course and see if they like it and that kind of thing. And they get to see the portraits of the new members where they're...
Hold on. She heard free round. She thought...
Bar. And I'm sitting here, it's like, well, honestly, I mean, she could get a free round at the bar. He could get a free round of golf. There's nothing wrong with that. They didn't specify.
But everyone knows a free round means... golf.
I know, but I'd rather have the booze.
I know you would. Anyway, they're getting toward, and they were looking at those portraits of the newer members, and they're all
older.
And
Maurice and Miz are kind of like, is this us? Is this really us? Because, you know, they're a little uptight. They're a little bit older, and basically they are self-aware of the fact that they don't make a good first impression. They look like assholes.
Yep, they're full on admitting they know their faults.
They're quite aware, so they're, you know, having a little bit of concern of if they're gonna fit in or not. But it's like, it's good, it's fine, we'll just keep going. And then, you know, there's a ladies' lounge, of course there's a gentleman's lounge, and then they're going in the gentleman's lounge, and they stop Maurice, and they say, oh no, you can't go any further, you have to stay right here on this line of carpet while I show your husband around the gentleman's lounge. No girls allowed. And she has to awkwardly stand there while Miz gets the full tour of the gentleman's lounge.
And a drink.
And a drink on the house. And by the way, the country club dude knows who they are. We forgot to say that. They are very full aware of who they are. So they were more than welcoming of both of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they probably got a few extras in the tour because it was on camera and everything else. But yeah, that was just like, wow. Wow. And so she's standing there like, this is bullshit.
Pretty much. Yeah.
Yeah. So we change our clothes and we hit the links. They have two wonderful caddies with them. Maurice does not know what a caddy is. She thinks they're helpers.
I mean, that is what they are. They help you.
Yeah.
So technically she was right.
Technically she's right, but they have a formal term, which is caddies. And bless hers, because not only did he carry the golf clubs around the course for her, he carried her purse.
Yeah, I mean, perks.
Through, I guess, either 9 or 18 holes of golf. I'm not sure, but good on him. Probably 18 if it's Miz. But they've changed their clothes. Maurice is in a really cute little, like, tennis outfit kind of thing, and Miz is in his golf attire, and, you know,
they're hitting their balls.
They're hitting their balls, and Miz is, like, you know, coaching Maurice and encouraging her, because she doesn't play golf. It's very clear. She's not interested in golf, but they get a freebie, so she's like, alright, I'll play the golf. And so, you know, he's like, there's rules you have to follow, like, you know, being quiet. So she screams four and she starts laughing and she's like, I saw it in the movie.
But you're supposed to hit after you hit the ball, you're supposed to say four.
She was having fun with it, and the caddies were like busting up because Miz is like, we gotta be on our best behavior because the caddies are spies. They're gonna go back and tell them everything. And Maurice is like, eh, I'm gonna have fun. Like, she hits her ball and she's near the green, and the guy's like, you know, you're close. You know, whatever he said, like, basically he's advising her on kind of what to do, and she just picks up her golf ball and she just throws it. I think she handed him her purse, and then she picked up the golf ball and she threw it. I think that's exactly how that happened. And the dude's like, and now you're closer. And she taps it in. Easy 1, 2, 3. And she's dancing on the green in front of Miz while the caddies laugh. And he's like, God damn it. Nice things. I just want nice things. Like, one thing for me. I just want one thing for me. But Maurice is trying, because she understands how hard Miz works for their family. And so she wants this for him, because he wants it. He wants it really, really badly.
Mm-hmm.
And he deserves it. Like, he works hard. If he wants to join a swanky, fancy, dancy country club with all that goes with it, she's on board with that. You know, she's happy to help him. And then Marjo rolls up with the golf cart to bring Pumpkin to go boom, boom in the sand.
And then she lets the dog go.
And Pumpkin just takes off, and they're chasing this dog all around the golf course while the caddies stand there and watch and laugh. So, back to the misadventures of George Mizanin. They wanted him to find a hobby. Something quiet, something to fill his time, something to occupy him. They suggested model trains, model cars, go-karts, name it, to keep George occupied. What does George do? George buys a food truck.
He does.
A stonky... stonky food truck, apparently. It smells like something died in it, but he got $1,000 off the price.
I mean, the George Mizanin way.
The George Mizanin way. And yeah, so he's gonna start his own food truck, his own business. And Miz is like, well, okay. So we go back home, and Maurice is all very conservatively dressed. She's got her extensions out, her hair's fixed, her makeup's nice. And Miz sits down, and she offers him a tray, or a platter, like a 3-tier platter, I forget what it's called, of pastries, and then a second 3-tier platter of pastries. And Miz is like, what's going on? Why are you doing this? And she's like, as a country club wife, it's her job to make sure her husband is happy. So she bought him a bunch of pastries. And he's like, honestly, this is doing it for me. You look really good. He's like, I don't want you to dress like this if you don't want to, but this is doing it for me. Like, I'm liking this. You look really nice. And she's like, she looks like a Canadian in December, no cleavage. And he's like, but you are Canadian.
Yeah, but this is why I moved to Los Angeles. I don't want to be like this. I want to be basically tits out.
Which, I mean, to be fair,
when you have nice ones,
when you probably paid as much as she did for hers, you want nice tits. I mean, you know, or you want to show them off. I respect that.
You flaunt them if you got them.
So Miz is like, you know, I don't want you to do it if you don't feel like it. But Maurice is like, I understand you want this. I understand it. I get it. We're going to keep the family in check. We're all going to behave ourselves. We are going to hide your father so nobody finds him. I will talk to my mother. You will talk to your mother. We will keep the kids in check. Everything will be fine. Because basically the dudes are coming to the house for an interview the next day. And as they're saying all this, Monroe drops another ball. Oh, Lord. Lord, help this family. So now it's time for the home visit. The president of the club, I don't even know what he was wearing. What were those pants? And why does it have a matching hat?
Because it's golf attire?
He must have come right off the course.
Must have.
Or he was going golfing, like, right after this.
Mm-hmm.
So, they show up, they're showing off the house, you know, basically Miz and Maurice were scrambling beforehand to hide everything that they don't want them to see, including the dual naked picture of them, which I don't know where it's hanging in their house, but they apparently have it hanging in their house. And, you know, she's made a spread of Thanksgiving dinner for them. I don't know why, but she did. She made a whole freaking turkey. I don't know why.
Oh, good Lord. It was something.
It was something. And, you know, they basically tell Barb, no cleaning. Marjo, Keep your mouth shut. You know, Monroe is supposed to be on her best behavior. Madison's going to be on her best behavior because she's a baby. And Maurice looks great. Miz looks dapper. And, you know, they're walking through the house. They're doing the interview. Everything's going well until Monroe says...
Beep.
Bleep.
I mean,
and everything comes to this grinding halt.
She said fork. She's hungry. Where's the fork? Can we get her a fork?
Yeah, it's like, she said fork. I swear she said fork. She did not say the F word. And then, as if on cue, Marjo starts hitting on the one guy, asking if he's single because he's handsome. And the dude's like, no, ma'am, I'm married. But thank you. And then they hear a horn. I think it was the Mexican hat dance, as I recall.
Yeah. He got the truck up and running.
George rolls up in the middle of the interview with the full truck, and it's mistakes. And wieners with Mike's little wiener.
Try our Johnsons. They rock.
Maurice and Miz are on the side of the truck. Maurice and that's when they were like, our true colors are coming out. We're fucking circus people.
Yeah, we're a circus. It's just, yeah. So George hands out wieners and, well, they liked them. They really, really liked them.
Yeah, they did. They really enjoyed them. They thought the family was great. They liked everybody. You know, they enjoyed the tour. And, well, basically, they're in. Mike has his country club, and he's so excited. They're now country club people.
I mean, good on them.
Like I said, if it's not for everybody, and if it's what they want, great. Apparently, it's like the most exclusive country club in LA, so good for them, you know? If nothing else for him and for her, it's a really good networking tool.
Yeah.
Because if it is really that exclusive, then you've got some fairly influential members that you can... Like, she could grow her skincare business with, he could get other ventures with. So it's a good good growth tool in terms of their businesses for them.
So when she needs to take someone to a meeting, like a client out for a meeting, or she has to set up some sort of meeting with someone, they can go to the country club where it's quiet.
Yeah, and I mean, it's something that, like, he can go play golf, she can take the kids over to the community center. There's kiddie pools, there's all kinds of activities. Like, I'm sure there's a spa there as well. I didn't look it up. I didn't look up what amenities they have, but I'm sure if it's LA and it's that exclusive, there is a spa.
Yeah, I would assume so. Yeah.
So, you know, there's all kinds of things that are available to them. I understand that country clubs don't necessarily have the best reputation, and you take what you get with that. But if it's what they want, good. I'm happy for them. Go for it. Enjoy. Tell us how the spa is. But on that note, I think we're done.
We are done. Make sure you check out The Rack Live Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Rack Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter. Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. And go to twitch.tv/WTRLive and give us your Prime gaming subscription just by clicking the purple rectangular button below the video player. You can also use creator code ROCKINSOCK or at Lynn's M. Ward in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store, because we're a hashtag Epic Partner.
Ding! And you can follow me on most of the social medias at Lynn's Ward, LANSWRD. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rack Extra Reviews Ms. and Mrs. Edition, and we will see you next week with episode 18. Till then, bye!